escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. First and foremost, before we get to talking about CJ Stroud and what we maybe want to see or don't want to see from him on Saturday versus the Vikings, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And I simply don't believe that all of y'all
it looks like they do
love smelling salts to this degree. I mean, from the 832, I do smelling salts before I cut the grass. From the 281, I'm a brain surgeon. I do them before every brain surgery. I don't think I've ever come to the text line and been like, y'all are all lying. Mm-hmm. Except right now, I feel it in my spirit that y'all are lying to me right now.
I don't think they are. You're saying he does coke before he mows the grass.
I think some of y'all might be doing other things instead of that smelling salt.
I believe him. I mean, maybe some are lying. I mean, it'll light you up, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You're like, woo. You're like, whoa, baby.
I did accidentally lie saying I don't think I did smelling salts. I have done it once, but it was like because a friend of mine, when we were like playing flag football, was like, hey, yo, do this. Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. But, yeah, I don't think I ever got to a place.
We should all do a live on the show.
Again.
That might be one we actually have to do.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It seems
have
fun.
To, why?
Because I want Figgy to videotape you doing it.
Hey, we're going to be live on YouTube, man. Yeah, do it live for the people on YouTube,
notice
man.
How I said you?
He was like, you're not getting out of this. If they're smelling salsa here, you will be partaking. That's something that somebody said, now bath salts is another story. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on from that.
Yeah, man. We can't go Florida man in here. All right. Let's talk about California man, though. CJ Stroud, obviously, quarterback of this Houston Texans team. One of the, I guess, other things that it feels like the CJ Gardner-Johnson injury, and if you did not hear about it, he was hurt his knee seemingly during practice tackling John Mechie. He had to be stretchered off the field and needed assistance going into the building from a couple of staffers. That's about all we know right now. There's an MRI that he will have to have, but no real updates coming from any other place that we've heard of. But that seems to have taken all the air when it comes to practice day. But it was a scrimmage day, the final day of them out in West Virginia. And so there was things that were coming out, including shout out to Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle, damn near giving us a play-by-play
great job
of everything that was happening out there. And John, you were looking at this. It feels weird calling you John. Lopez, you were looking at this. And CJ, you know, he's completing a decent amount, but also not completing a decent amount.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and do the math. Maybe you can do it in your head real quick as we go through it. It was a good news, bad news day for the offense. The good news was there seemed to be better protection.
Oh, Seth, man.
Seth talked about it. Some others have mentioned as well.
I'm looking at Cody's tweet right now where he said the offensive line has done a pretty damn decent job today for the offense. Yeah. And I don't think he uses those words lightly.
That almost makes me kind of not cringe, but.
What do you mean cringe?
Well, let's go through this because we're all in agreement. They had better protection today.
That is very objectively the case. I mean, with the way that people have talked about this offense, with the way that we've talked about this offensive line, the pretty damn decent sounds like quite an upgrade from what we had previously seen.
So we heard from CJ Stroud talking about, you know, the offense and the adjustments and learning and you know, the process, and it could be slow, et cetera. So with the backdrop of he had pretty decent protection, let me go through some of this. I'm not going to go through all of it. I'll go through most of the passes.
Read all of the play-by-play.
But the Texans ones, as they call them right now, because I don't think you can necessarily say they're absolute starters, but the ones, CJ, incomplete to Schultz, complete to Hutchinson, big gain. Check down to Dare, incomplete to Kirk, incomplete to Petrie. No, a sack by Petrie, I should say.
I was like, I don't think he should be throwing a Petrie, man.
and sacked by Petrie. Second drive of the ones. It was the play that was an injury. Then CJ sacked. Short gain to Stover. Wide open, Mechie, and incomplete. The ones third drive. Run stuffed. CJ to Nico for a short gain. CJ to Nico, incomplete. So a lot of incompletions.
I'm sensing the trend. I'm sensing the trend that's happening.
Fourth drive of the ones. They did five, actually. Dropped wide open TD to Nico. That's not his fault, but still an incompletion. Overthrown to Schultz. Incomplete to Stover on a slant. CJ to Nico, incomplete. Kamari in coverage, so maybe that was a credit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For him,
I think I'm getting the sense of what you're getting here. Like it's not been the super consistent CJ that a lot of incompletions. To see. Now we know that he is, you know, learning the offense and grabbing the offense and helping mold the offense. I'm sure as well.
Mm-hmm.
With all of this being the case, it sounds like you want to see him on Saturday.
This is going to surprise you. I actually do not. And this happened. And I was going to. The reason we brought this up, and I mentioned it to you before the show. Is should C.J. Stroud play Saturday and how much? And even before C.J. Gardner-Johnson's injury, this was my opinion. And you can verify that because I put it on the dock this morning. I don't want C.J. to play at all. Nothing.
All preseason?
No, in this game.
Okay.
At all. Zero. And there's a couple of reasons for it.
You got to see some Graham Mertz. I get it. No, I understand.
Hey, whatever. And I'm usually the guy, give him a series, you know, whatever. I think they're still so far behind learning this offense. Number one, I think it could affect his confidence, which is, you know, we've talked about he's just not quite been himself. His head seems to be swimming a little bit. Number two, I don't think that it's going to help anyone for C.J. Stroud to get out there and throw a bunch of incompletions and be so far behind in the offense that they're kind of climbing uphill. Let's do it when it's not live. And then number three is the big one, injuries. You never know when they're going to happen. This offensive line, despite having better protection today, has been not good. I normally am the guy like, give them a series. Let's go. You know, I'm normally the guy that says we don't even need preseason games, but give them one at the most where they can maybe go a half, you know. I'm changing my tune for Saturday's game. I don't want to see CJ at all. I think as much as you might argue, hey, live reps. That, you know, real defense, real tackling, it'll be a good test. I think the negatives far outweigh the positives on this.
Yeah, funny. I mean, I'm there. Like, I'm actually there. Like, CJ needs a lot of work with this offense. And you know what? One of the benefits of him playing could be getting that relationship down on the field. When you talk about Nick Caley's not called plays, getting that play calling rapport down as well. I do think that that could be of value. But, and maybe I'm just too close to it after seeing CJ Gardner-Johnson, his namesake in some ways, get injured. I'm going to be scary. You can call me scary if you want to. I'm like, I don't know if I want to put him in harm's way. I think he'll get some of the experience of seeing a different defense when you have your joint practices. You'll have two of those, which I think will be very helpful in that regard. But I just, I don't know if I want the idea of him being out there, especially as you're still finding a level of solidity with your offensive line. I don't know that that's going to, you know, I don't think I want to risk C.J. Stroud in that way.
This early in
preseason.
That said, I do want to see the quote-unquote starting offensive line, because they, you know, they do need to get that rapport and work and, you know, real blocking, real, tackling and all that stuff under their belts a little bit. But I don't need C.J. Stroud to be out there, you know, losing confidence perhaps and getting hit and not really fully understanding the offense, you know?
Yeah, I think that that still remains to be seen. I think that there's a lot of quarterbacks that would be in this period where they're, you know, still grasping of what's happening with an offense if they have a new coordinator or whatever. I don't think it's necessarily that. I think you can get me on the injuries. You can get me on the idea that the offensive line is not fully formed and we're still, you're still working your way through that. So yeah, I think that for me is enough. But yeah, CJ Stroud does have some ways to like find with the offense. And I think finding some timing with the wide receivers, especially as you compare it to a New England offense that seemingly had a lot more freedom or at least more responsibility upon the wide receivers. I think that some of that is also factoring in with some of the incompletes, is that the wide receivers also need to be able to read and react to what's happening on the field. And some of that additional, like, you're not just dealing with, I know the point at which this wide receiver will get to and I'll just put the ball there. I think there's a little bit more fluidity with it. There's a little bit more, option type things happening. So I think that might also contribute to some of the incompletes that you're talking about, which would kind of lessen the concern for me. But yeah, I think it really is just the injury concern that pops up for me. And look, you can say it's just I'm being reactionary in this moment. I think that I have you have good cause to be reactionary, because CJ Stroud goes down and there go your hopes for the aptitude of the season, the high level portions of the season that you were hoping for.
It's not just the injuries, because if it was just like, okay, he could get hurt, I would be on the other side. I'd be playing for a series. He's got to do it. You know, let's get the reps in, et cetera. Injuries is always back there. You know, it's always in the back of your mind. But to me, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. You know, we heard CJ yesterday, and then I was reading the transcript this morning, and just to hear him and to hear what he said, he's not there yet, man. And I don't know how close really he is to being like, this is my squad, this is my offense.
Do you want to see him in preseason at all?
I think eventually, yes. But I would, let's make because some progress probably, here, man.
Yeah, because
let's get a little better with what we're doing and better grasp and more confidence.
Yeah, because if he don't play in this game, it's probably only game two.
Right here, Carolina.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they're not going to play game three. So I think I want to see him, but, you know, a week is a long time, you know, to get some. They're going to have, by the way, they're going to have some joint practices. They're going to have a joint practice, at least one, between now and this game and the next game.
Yeah, I think they'll have two joint practices, right?
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, they'll have two joint practices. I think that'll help for seeing another defense. And I think that there is something fair to be made mentioned of when you talk about trying to make sure that the operation is all good. But I do think that there is something in what you're saying of, hey, the operation, how much are you going to be able to focus on that when you're still, you know, kind of trying to, they're still solidifying the offensive line. We're still seeing some musical chairs there. I think those things also, I think if you could find a way to get those a little bit more solidified, especially in that week, as you're mentioning, I think preseason game two is where I'd like to see him get that operation down and get that, and then be ready for, to be fair, what is already an early test in Rams week one at SoFi Stadium. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including there was a little bit of a dispatch from Turkey that I wanted to talk about. We'll talk about that and more next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.